so long, I can't wait to get back home. Home to the Lone Star State another day, I just can't wait. Look out, boys, I'm headed your way. I got a mind that wanders in a 57 Chevrolet. Hold on tight, I got a license to fly. With a pedal to the metal, watch me roll on by. While I boogie back to Texas.
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 We're gonna boogie back to Texas, 8 beats to the mile.
Rolling out. Oh yeah, that is Asleep at the Wheel. Doing what we do every week right here on the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington. We boogie back to Texas. And I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, picking and spinning the tunes for you. And I appreciate your tuning in tonight. After a little hiatus to prepare for VIP's Furball auction, which was quite a success, thank you. By the way, if you ever really want to know what VIP does, check out VIPP.org and look at that 3-minute video by Vashon's own John Jeff Coat. And he also, of course, is a DJ here on The Voice of Vashon. You'll be astounded by cuteness checking out that video. To the show and to our theme tonight, let's turn to just Sheryl Crow.
Beautiful dreamer, wake unto me. Starlight and dewdrops are waiting for thee. Sounds of the rude world heard in the day, lulled by the moonlight, have all passed away. Beautiful dreamer, queen of my song, list while I woo thee with soft melody. Gone are the cares of life's busy throng. Beautiful dreamer, awake unto me. Beautiful dreamer, out on the sea, mermaids are chanting the wild lorelei. Over the streamlet, vapors are born, waiting to fade at the bright coming morn. Beautiful dreamer, beam on my heart, e'en as the moon on the streamlet and sea. Then will our clouds of sorrow depart. Beautiful dreamer, awake unto me. Beautiful dreamer, awake unto me.
Not a nice gentle opening to the show, which is contrary to what we usually do, but I think that's pretty nice. Former Austinite Sheryl Crow with her rendition of Beautiful Dreamer. Roy Orbison has one of those as well, but man, is that dramatic and schmaltzy, and I couldn't do it. The song, of course, was written by Stephen Foster and recorded by just about everybody. Our theme tonight, though, is not dreaming. We've done that one before, but instead it's beauty and pretty. And I chose those songs from a bunch of different genres of music, so tonight you'll get a little jazzy, a little country and honky-tonk and bluegrassy, maybe a little bit of blues, some Americana, and a bit of rock and roll. So we are all over the place tonight. Let's start off with some blues from the Wayback Machine, Mr. Peabody, one of the fathers of Texas blues, Lead Belly. And the song is Pretty Flower in Your Backyard, but maybe... just maybe he's not talking about a flower. You decide.
Yeah, they got a pretty flower way back in my flower yard. Yes, I got a pretty flower way back in my flower yard. Now I got a fence built around it. Lord, just keep all these men by. You can stop by and see me. Stop by every day. Yeah, you can stop by and see me. you stop by every day. Now, if you come and see my pretty flower, Lord, Mr. Puny, you better stay away. 'Cause you got the same kind of flower I've gotten. Why do you want to bother mine? Yeah, you got the same kind of flower I got. Why do you want to bother mine? Now, if you tend to yield and treat them just right, Lord, boy, they will be just as fine. 'Cause I watered my flower in the morning and the evening when the sun goes down. Yes, I watered my flower in the morning and in the evening when the sun goes down. Now the men's all going round to cry, yeah. Ooh, Lord, that better got a sweet little rose in town. Yes, I am. Yeah. Yeah. Knock me out. You can't tell me how to treat my poor little flower. I mean, I got my own way. Yes, I am. Yeah, you can't tell me how to treat my poor little flower. I mean, I got my own way. I'm gonna treat my little flower so good. Ooh, Lord, in the backyard, I'd be so glad to stay.
Hopkins, born in Centerville, Texas. Don't think 'cause you're pretty. That version came from the Herald Sessions, recorded back in 1954, and shortly thereafter, he fell out of favor. He was really, really popular, then he fell out of favor, and I think partly because of the advent of rock and roll, and blues just kind of lost a little steam for a while. He was reduced to playing in gin joints in Houston, and then Sam Charters from Folkwake Records found him and recorded an entire album in Lightning's small apartment with a borrowed guitar, and that set him off. Sent him to college coffee houses and then TV and then a European tour and a bunch of different albums. His career was more than four decades. Before Lightning, we heard Hughie Ledbetter, better known as Leadbelly, and Pretty Flower in Your Backyard. And I got that from an album called Blues Stay Away From My Door. The liner notes to that album said, he was the world's greatest cotton picker, railroad track layer, lover, drinker, as well as guitar player, and this assertion came from no less an authority on the matter than Hughie himself. Since not everyone agreed with his opinion, Hughie frequently found he obliged to convince him or her, which is probably why he got thrown in jail a whole bunch of times. And later in life, he was doing pretty well as a driver for John Lomax, as Lomax traveled the South collecting folk songs, and he also recorded Leadbelly as well. This led to some recording sessions. He still bounced in and out of jail, and then he had a radio show in New York and toured in Europe. And his last concert was at UT Austin. Listen to songs about beauty of some kind on Boogie Back to Texas. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening. So we're going to jump from blues to a bit of a jazzy feel and a seemingly unrequited love in the first. And in the second song, just full-blown lovesick. We're going to lead off with a song from the 60s, and probably most people don't think of this kind of song when they hear Buffalo Springfield. Here they are with Pretty Girl Why.
Like the ghost of someone dear, she comes to haunt me in my sleep. Still unable to sincerely give her heart away for keeps. Pretty girl, why? Pretty girl, why not love me? Pretty girl, why? Pretty girl, why? There she leaves me twice as lonely as I was but yesterday, keeping such a hold upon my thoughts, so near yet far away. Pretty girl, why? Pretty girl, why not love me? Pretty girl, why? Pretty girl, why? Boy has gone to war now, burdened with his father's sword. Still she doesn't see how she can give him peace amidst the horror. Pretty girl, why? Pretty girl, why not love me? Pretty girl, why? Pretty girl, why?
The sun came out and right away I knew it was more than a fling. Like a blossom May will show, the two of us will grow and grow, and through it we'll see it's a beautiful thing. We can live this dream, when I propose to only you, dear. Any fall or summer describe what you're like. Oh, but it's more like spring. It's a beautiful thing. Can only partially describe what you're like. Oh, but it's more like spring. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing.
Indeed, it is a beautiful thing. That was Lucky Strike, swing band out of Austin, and the album was Song and Dance on the Lazy SOB Records. Great label name. It was released in 1998, and Lucky Strikes were Craig Marshall on guitar and vocals, Brian Copeland on bass, and Freddie Mendoza on trombone. And if you didn't notice, Craig Marshall, is a huge fan of Frank Sinatra. They're a big hit. During the swing era in the late 90s, they toured Canada and they opened for about a dozen different bands. And as far as I can tell, they've only put out 3 records. And a little bit later in the show, we're going to hear Slade Cleaves with a song of the very same name, Beautiful Thing. But the message is quite different. Before the Lucky Strikes, we heard Buffalo Springfield and Pretty Girl Y from their 1968 album, aptly titled, Last Time Around. Their 3rd and final album, as tensions were really so incredible that often the songwriters didn't even play on the cuts written by other band members in the band. And the cover of the album is rather telling as well. Stephen Stills, Richie Furay, Jim Messina, and Dewey Palmer are all facing to the left. And Neil Young is turned looking back over his shoulder away from the others. Stephen Stills, of course, was born in Dallas, and he wrote Pretty Girl Y and was the lead vocal with Richie Furay in harmony. You're listening to Boogie Back to Texas on the Voice of Vashon, your island connection. I am your host, Jeff Fletcher, spinning some songs about pretty and beauty. And thanks for tuning in on this rather beautiful day as well.
Voice of Vashon thanks Windermere Real Estate for its support, making our community information programming and our emergency alert service possible. Find them on the web at WindermereVashon.com.
VOV programming support is provided by the Hardware Store Restaurant, serving great good food, free Wi-Fi, and signature cocktails in an historic 125-year-old building, the heartbeat of Vashon Island, on the web at thsrestaurant.com.
Thanks to our underwriters, and thank you for listening, and for those of you who provide support to the Voice of Vashon with your wallet, your checkbook, your Visa card, whatever. We appreciate that. That keeps us on the air, and that's rather important for us all, especially when the emergency alert comes around. So we've had a little bit of jazzy feel, some older blues. Might as well be time for a little two-step kind of honky-tonk and a little taste of bluegrass after that. We're going to lead off this beautiful set with Jimmie Dale Gilmore and Beautiful Rose.
But the journey is done, and the new one has only begun. Goodbye, my beautiful rose. For you, my love only grows. And my heart's at rest. I have known the best, sweetest one. You tried to show me forever. But I had no
time alone could have shown. But I don't live in regret, and love is my lover yet. This moment now is always how it is known. To an end. Sweet one, I know your new name is only a part of the game, and a new day breaks and the world starts all over again.
One, two, one, two, three, four.
Talked to me last night. She gave to me some good advice. She said, son, you ought to quit this old rambling all around and marry you a sweet loving wife. But there's more pretty girls than one. More pretty girls than one. Any old town. Look down that old lonesome road, hang down your pretty head and cry, 'cause I'm thinking all about them pretty little gals and hoping that I'll never die. 'Cause there's more pretty girls than one. More pretty girls than one. Any old town. Down that old lonesome road, hang down your pretty head and cry, 'cause I'm thinking all about them pretty little girls and hoping that I'll never die. There's more pretty girls than one. More pretty girls than one. Any old town that I ramble. More pretty girls than
one. Lyle Lovett on vocals and guitar and his interpretation of the traditional song There's More Pretty Girls Than One from his Step Inside This House album. It's double CD, came out back in 1998, and as I've mentioned every time I play a cut from this set, because I'm proud of it, I went to both shows on this tour in Austin at the Paramount Theater on Congress Avenue from the front row. You also heard Alison Krauss on harmony, Victor Krauss on bass. I don't think they're related. Jerry Douglas on dobro, Sam Bush on mandolin, and Stuart Duncan on fiddle. And Stuart also played fiddle on quite a few songs with Guy Clark, most notably, I think, on his Austin City Limits appearances. You'll hear him, I think, in one more song coming up. Before Lyle, we heard Jimmy Dale Gilmore and Beautiful Rose from his self-titled album. Came out in 1989. And you also heard the ever-present Lloyd Maines on Steel. Jimmy came out of Lubbock music scene along with Joe Ely and Butch Hancock as the Flatlanders. And they, along with Terry Allen and Joe Harvey Allen, all went to Monterey High School in Lubbock at the same time. Jimmy Dale's first solo album was this one, and it was after a little hiatus. He was lured back to recording, partially because Joe Ely recorded a couple of Jimmy Dale's songs, and they did well, and Jimmy Dale said, I think I'll record a few records of my own. And then he did a few with the Flatlanders, but he kept a kind of a relatively low profile until 2017, when he cut an album with Dave Alvin, which of the Blasters, I mean, rock and roll guitarist. And this album was called From Downey to Lubbock, and you've heard quite a few cuts on this show. And on a local note, VOV's own webmaster, Richard Rogers, and his wife Susan spent some time with Jimmy Dale in an ashram in the Denver area. You listen to Songs About Beauty here on Boogie Back to Texas. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, and as always, appreciate your listening in. And speaking of Lubbock, let's go back there for a little quirky song, as often happens with Terry Allen. He's got a little fantasy about the beautiful waitress.
It's not silly when she brings you your chili to grab a cracker and distract her with a crunch, a cracker crunch, because you'll only see her once. She might as well see you too. Why, it's the last time that you're passing through. And it's not rude when she takes away. Touch her fingers and let them linger a while with your loneliness. Cracker crunch, cause you'll only touch her once, only this one time at lunch. And she might as well touch you too. It's the last time that you're passing through.
say it's not strange when she brings you your change to bend down and kiss her and whisper you'll miss her forever. Cracker crunch. A waitress asked me what I did. I told her I tried to make art. She asked me if I made any money. I said, no, I have to teach to do that. She asked me what I taught and where. I told her. She told me she liked art, but that she couldn't draw a straight line. I told her if she could reach for something and pick it up, she could draw a line that was straight enough. She said she wasn't interested in that kind of drawing, but had always liked horses. I said I did too, but they are hard to draw. She said yes, that was very true. Said she could do the body okay, but never get the head, tail, or legs. I told her she was drawing sausages, not horses. She said, no, they were horses.
Well, that was Terry Allen, born in the Lubbock area, as I said, and Beautiful Waitress from his classic album, Lubbock on Everything. It's a double album, first released back in 1978, before the Me Too movement, and re-released in 2016. Terry and his wife, Joe Harvey, left Lubbock when they were 18 years old, and they left for California, and it was either California or New York. And in a coin flip, California won. Terry developed his visual arts while in California, and as you heard in that song, he taught. And he taught art at Cal State Fresno. He's an internationally known artist. He's got 3 NEA grants, Guggenheim Fellowship to his credit. And his most recent album is another double album, just like Moby Dick, that came out in 2020. I'm Jeff Fletcher, your host of Boogie Back to Texas. We're listening to songs with beauty or pretty in the title, and thanks for tuning in. So we keep in the Americana genre, because that's what kind of what I call that, and after some blues and some jazzy honky-tonk and that kind of stuff, which this next set is hopeful, yet it's damning of some politics in the first and damning of the velvet handcuffs of success in the music industry. In the second one, we're going to lead off with Beautiful Thing from Slade Cleaves, as I mentioned before. We're going to here's a little bit of snippet from Slade explaining where the song came from, and in a show introduced by Ray Benson of Asleep at the Wheel called Texas Music Scene.
You know, in 1992, Slade Cleaves won the prestigious New Folk Competition at the Kerrville Folk Festival. Like previous winners Steve Earle and Robert Earl Keen, his ability to tell a story through song is even better today than it was back then.
Beautiful Thing I wrote, I think it was in 2004. I think it was right after the election, actually, of 04, the presidential election. And I was feeling a little disheartened, and the framework of that song was I was obsessed with a Bob Dylan song called Things Have Changed. I was just playing that song over and over again, and I wanted to create in my own song a sense of cynicism, but a sense of hope underneath the cynicism. Stephen King wrote the liner notes for my record, and he described the song Beautiful Thing as reluctantly optimistic. And so I think he kind of nailed it with that.
surrogates and shadowy henchmen galore, party hacks and swift boat and talk show whores. Look at all the lies it takes, the job of making kings. You can own the truth, you just gotta conceive it. Put it on the television screen, they'll believe it. It's a beautiful thing, it's a beautiful thing. Wonder how our leaders would ever deceive us. All the profiteers count their cash and praise Jesus. The press sings another chorus of let freedom ring. We send our boys away to come home in parts, believe the lies with all our hearts. It's a beautiful thing, it's a beautiful thing. Dissension is a song only fools and traitors sing. Just look at all the benefits your global economy brings. Today we sing the Gilded Ages song, the 20th century's dead and gone. It's a beautiful thing, it's a beautiful thing.
Something you control, little darling. It's not something you control. was lying like a cat in the sunset, working like a dog for the cash. Little darling, I'm only working for the cash. Sometimes I wish I could unplug this cord in my soul, or my money I could save. How about every time I say I'm gonna quit the beauty way, or my bones just turning in there.
Nailed that one. Liza Gilkison, live on Austin City Limits with Beauty Way, a very autobiographical song. That also appears on a CD I have of hers called Your Town Tonight, recorded live at the Cactus Cafe on UT's campus. You heard Mike Hardwick on mandolin and harmony, Nina Gerber on guitar. And I just have to say that Nina Gerber stayed at our place one time when she was in town playing at a show on Mingerment. And what a terrific person. Anyway, she was there on guitar, Glenn Fukunaga on bass, and Cisco Ryder, who is Liza's son, was also on drums. I love her voice and her songwriting, and I'm happy to say she responded to me when I wrote to her telling her that she had won a coveted Fletchy one year. And we let off that set with another Fletchy Award winner, Slade Cleaves, and Beautiful Thing from his rather dark album, Everything You Love Will Be Taken Away, from 2009. And as he said in that clip at the top of the set, Stephen King wrote the liner notes to the album. And playing with Slade on that cut were Rick Richards on drums, Gerf Morlix on bass, and Gerf co-produced the album as well, Gene Elders on fiddle, and Michael O'Connor on lead guitar. And as regular listeners to Boogie Beck know, I'm a huge fan of Slade, and he's just wrapping up a tour behind a new record called Together Through the Dark, and we're going to be hearing cuts from that in the future. You are listening to Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon, your island connection. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, playing some tunes about beauty on this beautiful night. Thanks for listening.
This portion of Voice of Vashon programming is brought to you by PSCCU, proud to be Washington's green credit union, practicing socially responsible banking by supporting sustainability, job creation, local economies, communities statewide, and our environment. Learn more at psccu.org.
Can't do what we do without our underwriters, like Vashon Market IGA and Vashon Plaza, one block west of the main highway, where you can find everything your family needs, from fresh produce to kids' specials, legendary meats, wine, spirits, and movies. Open daily from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Well, as I said before, and I'll say it again, thanks to our underwriters, and thanks to those folks who support us on The Voice of Vashon. We like that a lot. We appreciate it. We might as well have a little rock and roll here, and to add to all the other genres that we've tapped on this voyage into beauty. And we're going to lead off with two songs featuring pretty in the title, but I guess they're really adverbs. Here's Ray Wiley Hubbard and Pretty Reckless.
Buckle up, desperado. We're gonna make the Kelsa run at 10.6. I love a woman who's pretty reckless, wears a bullet on a necklace. She ain't a sus cervezas para la buena suerte. The waiter looked at me and said, Mamacita caliente. I smiled and said, Ella es bastante salvaje. She drank a second beer and said, we should rob a bank. I said, we're cool, but it's a holiday. She said, another time then, so let's sneak into Anton's and hear Charlie say some bye. And confused, and the aficionados of the blues. Garth Morlick sat in wearing Don Walser's hat and some recycled gray tennis shoes. She said, now I dig Led Zeppelin's Houses of the Holy, but I think I love these guys more than Jimmy Page. Then she threw back her hair, she kissed me on the lips and said, if I was wearing a bra, I'd throw it on.
Open your eyes.
Dallas-born Stephen Stills on vocals and guitar, Kenny Wayne Shepherd on vocals and guitar, and Barry Goldberg on keys, Chris Layton of Double Trouble on the drums, and Kevin McCormick on bass. And that song was That's a Pretty Good Love from their 2013 album, Can't Get Enough. And the album was modeled on the 1968 album Super Sessions, on which both Stills and Goldberg played, along with the late Mike Bloomfield. The Rides went back to their studio in 2016 because they had such a blast doing this one, and they recorded their second album called Pierced Arrow, and man, those guys could play a little guitar. Before The Rides, we heard Ray Wiley Hubbard and Pretty Reckless from his co-starring 2 album. That's T-O-O, but it was the second one of those. Released in 2022, this is, as I said, the second album of this kind, in which he has different musicians to join him in about songs he's written. And on Pretty Reckless, he's joined by Winona Judd, Jamie Harris on vocals, and Charlie Sexton and Gerf Borlix on guitars, and you heard them both name-checked in that song. Ray was born in Oklahoma. His family moved to the Oak Cliff section of Dallas, which is where quite a few people, such as the Vaughn brothers and some others, hung out and lived for a while. He has 19 records out, starting in 1975. He only started really get recognized in the mid-1990s. He received Songwriter of the Year Award at the Austin Music Awards in 2018. The fact that everybody was really willing to record with him on his co-starring albums is another indicator of the esteem his peers have for him. Quirky guy, but boy, I like his music. Listen to Songs About Beauty on Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for tuning in. We're going to go out the door tonight with a classic, and how can you not have a show about pretty and beauty without this song, Pretty Woman by Roy Orbison. It is live at the Coconut Grove Sessions, the Ambassador Hotel in Los Angeles, also known as Black and White Night. And joining Roy in this live event were Jackson Brown, T-Bone Burnett, Elvis Costello, Katie Lang, Bonnie Raitt, Jennifer Warnes, J.D. Souther, Bruce Springsteen, and Tom Waits. And you're going to hear some pretty nice guitar solos coming from Bruce Springsteen primarily, and a little bit from T-Bone as well. They had a lot of rehearsal, but they pulled it off that whole night. They pulled it off. Roy Orbison and Pretty Woman. Roy Orbison and Pretty Woman on Boogie Back to Texas. Thanks for tuning in tonight. We will see you next week.